My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's bring producer Darius onto the show so that we can go through some projections for the Commanders players. We'll use my beloved FanDuel Sportsbook app to get some of the numbers. We're looking at their individual props. So these are the yards they're projecting for various players. You and I will play a little over under here.
Well, hello there, Grant and Danny.
Hi, Darius.
Jaden Daniels. Let's start with QB1 of the Washington Commanders. His passing total is set at 197.5, over or under.
That is an under situation. I don't believe in their passing game. I don't think it's dynamic enough. I don't think they've got that tool in the bag just yet.
I'll say over. That's a low total in the 100s. And it's a game, really, there's either way the game script plays out, you should be able to get there. You should either be able to get to 200 because you're balanced and it's the Giants and you're making plays and that's why you win. Or if you're chasing the game and you're trailing, then it's really hard not to throw for 200 yards in a come-from-behind fashion if you're on the field for four quarters. So if it was 235 or something, I'd feel very, very different. But in the 190s, plus all week long, Jaden Daniels has been hearing that he ran too much, that he didn't throw the ball enough. I think he makes a point. He stands in the pocket. He makes some throws downfield. Remember, they almost hit on a 70-yard touchdown this past week where Terry McLaurin was wide open. That gets you a third of the way to that total or more. That's like 35%, 40% of that total. So I'll say they get there this week.
The reigning rookie of the week here in 2024, Jaden Daniels, has his rushing total set at 51.5 rushing yards after rushing for 88 last week.
That's an over. 88 was low considering it was 14 attempts, like true attempts, when you take away the kneel down and the rushing attempt they gave him that was on an errant pass behind the line of scrimmage. So it's really like 14 for 88. But there's not a explosive like 38-yarder in there, which is coming. You know, maybe it's a 50-yarder. Maybe it's a 70-yard touchdown. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. We're going to get a couple of those, I think, this year with Jaden Daniels. So I'm going to say over 50-plus yards. You saw it like I did. He wants to run. He is here to chew bubble gum and make plays with his feet, and he might be out of bubble gum. I just hope they incorporate more of the passing game with it, but this is the superpower. Let him wear the cape. Let's do this thing. I'm hoping for like a 7-8 carry performance where he's in the 60s or 70s rushing, and I think he'll get there.
This is what the offense can do. He is going over that total. That's going to be my sort of stance here until further notice, until proven otherwise, until defense is taken away, until this offense adjusts and shows me signs of life, I'm going to hammer that over.
Let's keep it with the running game. Brian Robinson set at 52.5 rushing yards.
This one's a little trickier. I actually like this Giants front better than Tampa's front. I know they were a little bit banged up talking about last week. I think the Giants are smart enough to go, we can't allow this. We're going to make them beat us through the air. So I think they actually bottle up Brian Robinson this week. I think got a slight under, right around 49, 50 yards, I think, total.
Over for me for B-Rob. Watching them and the Vikings, they didn't do a very good job on Minnesota's running game, particularly in the part of the game where Minnesota wasn't obviously running because they were ahead by a million points. You know, early on with balance, Aaron Jones ripped off a 19-yarder, averaged 6.7 a pop. There was just a lot of space to be had there. The Vikings did the correct thing with a smart offensive-minded head coach who I love and admire in Kevin O'Connell. They came out throwing the football to set up the run, and it worked very well. But I think there's going to be enough room there. Robinson's going to run for over that total.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we'll close out the rushing totals with Austin Eckler, our weekly guest on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock on Grant and Danny, of course. 18.5 rushing yards.
Under, and I'm annoyed about it. They're not going to give him the football enough. I'm going to scream and yell on Monday about his usage. I just don't see them seeing the clear as day obvious fact that he needs the football more.
Yeah, I'll go under as well. I think he's going to be way more involved this week. I've got to imagine that they saw what I saw when they watched back and saw that he was shifty and had some wiggle in the open field and just did a lot of things well. But I think they're going to prioritize getting the football through the air. Would not surprise me, honestly, if he had like 4 or 5 carries, you know, out of the shotgun. And if he does, I think that's over 20. So, in fact, I'm kind of talking myself into the over here.
Live right there.
It's not too late. I'll say over 5 carries, like 24 yards. But I do think it's going to be like a 6-catch game for him for somewhere around 60 yards or so. I think it's going to be a very productive Austin Eckler game. I think he and Robinson will be the big producers in their offense for Daniels.
If the Commanders are going to get the air game going, they've got to get Terry McLaurin going. They have his receiving total set at 48.5.
That is just so sad, by the way. Wide receiver 1, NFL offense, 48.5 is the over-under total.
Doesn't he make $23 million man or whatever he is?
I mean, oh my God. Neighbors, just by way of example, is 66.5 in this game. That's his over-under. That's the, hey, people are going to be on both sides of this. People on both sides of Terry McLaurin sub 50 yards. Oh my God, everyone should be so embarrassed. Under, he's a receiver, plays for Washington.
I'll say over because it's very, very low. I don't feel great about it. I don't think he's going to go for 100 or catch 10 balls, but 48 yards. I need him to get 51 on 7 catches or something. Just falling forward a couple times after screens. I will say he goes over that.
Things are so rough, they don't even have another receiver listed with props here. So we're going to go to the running backs again. Brian Robinson set at 11.5 receiving yards.
Well, that's a easy over. And I'll just skip ahead to Austin Eckler. What's his at?
Austin Eckler, who you can listen to on Tuesdays with Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan, 5 o'clock.
Right there.
19.5 receiving yards for Austin Eckler.
Over for both. I mean, again, I think they are the keys to the offense. I'm watching Austin Eckler mic'd up today. The Commanders put out this like 6-minute video of him mic'd up in Tampa Bay. And he's, as you can imagine, as advertised, like so likable and just a good dude roaming around talking to everybody. But at one point, like after, and we don't know what drive it was, but presumably one of the two good ones, Dan Quinn came over to him and Brian Robinson, and he's like, "There you go, guys. Way to do it. That's who we are right there. Keep it up." And I don't know if he meant, like, he basically said something like, "You guys got it going. That's who we are." Like, there was never really a drive where they ran it well with those two. So I'm guessing he means who we are is we're going to throw it to you two and you can matriculate the ball. I don't know. And there wasn't enough context there, but I do think they're both going to catch a lot of passes this season, and they're both going to go well over those totals.
Yep, over, respectively, for Robinson and Eckler. That is something I'm going to probably, I might even wager some money on that, because they're not wide receivers. This is where the offense is going. That's what they do.
Still looking for a prop on another wide receiver.
And scan.
No, keep don't have one here. Down.
I mean, Theo Johnson has a prop in this game. Who is Theo Johnson?
Penn State tight end.
He won't go under.
Who's Theo Johnson? Right now, if you're in your car, who's Theo Johnson? Look it up.
You feel so good about Theo Johnson being a nobody.
I don't know who Theo Johnson is my point. I have never heard the name Theo Johnson until I read it. That guy's got a prop on FanDuel. All right? No other Washington wideout has a prop. Come on.
It's early.
Why do you sleep on the silly tight end from Penn State? What's going on? Come on.
Theo Johnson.
Zach Ertz, they do have a prop for him at 22.5 receiving yards.
Over. Yeah, I'm shocked he didn't do more last week or wasn't targeted.
He had 30-some last week, right?
He did, but a couple of those were on the final drive, garbage time, a couple little hitch routes. He needs to be more involved. There's no reason. I mean, if you're not going to throw to receivers, by God, please throw to a tight end.
I've got over there also. I think he can fall down 3 or 4 times, just get past that marker.
We'll do a couple Giants here just for fun. Daniel Jones, they have his passing total set at 208.5. Blech.
208.5. I am right there. I'll say over. I'm going to have him at like 217. Now, I think they run the ball pretty well in this game.
That's the Giants do?
My sneaky thought. Ooh. I think this is a Devin Singletary game. But I think Malik Nabers goes for like 86. And Daniel Jones goes for about 215 or so. You know who's going to have a big game? It's Theo Johnson.
Theo Johnson. By the way, he's now destined to have a great game.
Every time... Please, I'm begging you guys. Every time Theo Johnson gets a target, a catch, is involved in any way, please tweet Danny and tell Danny it's his fault.
Yeah, Theo Johnson has a prop. That's all I'm saying. Over. Daniel Jones is playing Washington. He goes for 246 and 2 scores.
That's so tough. And then I believe you guys both already have the overs on Malik Nabers, who's set at 66.5.
Well, I don't know that you've said anything yet, Danny, but I definitely do. I mean, Malik Nabers, I'm... harden the paint for him. You guys know my hot take was I liked him better than Marvin Harrison Jr. coming out. Now that'll end up probably looking foolish because Harrison's so refined and legit, but I love Malik Nabers. I thought he was the best receiver in America last year. Big, big fan. I don't think they got a guy that can cover him. The only hope, in my opinion, for him not having a really good game is that whatever this knee thing is bothers him enough that he's not as explosive and as dynamic as he normally will be.
That's where I'm going. I'm actually going to take the under on this one because I think his knee is bothering him, and I do think that a slight adjustment will be made this week where he'll be bracketed, blanketed. There'll be all sorts of attention paid to him because no one else can beat you. It wasn't the case of Tampa Bay last week where McMillan could beat you, Godwin can beat you, Rashad White out of the backfield beat them. Everyone can. No one can do anything on that offense in New York. So I actually think Nabers will be limited. He's going to go for 60 yards.
We need to put these together to kind of figure out who ended up hitting on more after each game rather than just throwing them out into the ether. I think that could be fun. But mainly, as a reminder, I want you, when Theo Johnson catches a pass, to put down your waffle box that you got when you walked in.
Right.
Put that down under your seat, grab your phone, and then tweet at Funny Danny and let him know that the great
Theo Johnson.
Theo Johnson just made a play. You don't remember him at Penn State at all, huh?
Not even a little bit. When was he there? Last year? Is he a rookie? Is he in his seventh year? Like, if you guys were like, he actually went to Hawaii, I wouldn't know the difference. Like, a guy that I have never heard of until right now has a FanDuel prop. Like, no one's talking about the most important point. Everyone's making fun of me about this Theo Johns thing, which is fine. Like, I've screamed all offseason, Washington needs more at receiver. There's no other receiver on there on the board here that's even got a prop worth investigating. You see what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
Like the company that is in business to say, hey, don't you want to wager on this guy? Don't you want to find out if he has more or less than this? There's nobody that even registers for a company that's in the business to make money.
I understand your point, and I'm not upset. I'm just trying to let you know.
Theo Johnson.
Theo Johnson was one of the big names in the draft. I mean, at tight end. He was like the athlete everybody thought would go high. He went a little later than was thought. Mm-hmm. Fourth round, barely. He was like just outside of the top 100.
Yeah.
He's their starting tight end.
Well, we got Ben Sinnott, who was on the field for 10 snaps last week. So in your face, I guess.
He is their Ben Sinnott, basically.
Yeah. So he didn't play at all?
No, he caught a ball for 18 yards.
Look at that.
So, by the way, there's his over.
There's his over. Right. If he gashes on a seam route for 18 yards and does that, like, hey, it's a first down.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.